This call is being recorded.
Bernadette.
Randy.
I was just calling you. I left you a message.
Okay.
Now, I sent the document again via text. Did you see it?
Okay. This got to be it.
Click on that link. You can put me on speaker if you want.
DocuSign SMS message for Mass Torts.
That's me, Mass Tort Strategies.
Okay.
I see you're in it now. Okay, so go ahead and click on that.
Okay.
And then I think the first thing it's going to do is ask you to consent to receive information electronically from me. Now, you have a DocuSign, so you may skip that. But everything you're going to need to do is going to be in yellow.
Okay.
Do you see where it says get started?
Start in yellow. Then it says Roundup Weed Killer. Let's see. Okay. Accept it. Okay.
Yeah, just hit continue or get started.
Okay, just initial, draw your signature.
Yeah, draw your signature right there on the screen. Yeah, I got an email that you're in it, so I know you're in the doc. Yep. What I'm doing right now is sending you a couple text messages for you to hang on to. The first one is going to be my contact information, Randy Reese, just like the peanut butter cups. And then the second text message, this is going to be the firm. I just abbreviated it's A4D. It's Pulaski. It's the name of the law firm. They're going to reach out to you in about 2 to 5 days. And basically what they're going to do is they're just going to do a verification call. It won't be nearly as long and detailed as what you and I just went through. And but your claim is now filed. You're in. You're good to go. I do have your document back. Let me just make sure everything's okay. Do you have any questions for me?
Yes. Do we do everything electronically? Do we just finish everything over the phone?
Well, this is yes. What you just did right here is you filled out the initial what's called a legal intake. What happens is the legal intake gets forward to the firm. That's the law firm, AD4 Pulaski. And all they do is make a verification call. And so they're not going to be asking you to get more information or anything like that. But I did mention to you that you may want to go ahead and see if you can access those medical records. That'll just help your case move faster. But one of the things that you did sign is that giving us permission or giving the attorney permission to get the medical records. Now, so what happens is yes, you have an attorney now. So if someone were to ask you if you have an attorney and if you've signed documents, yes, you have. But at any time, if you're not happy with the way the attorney is representing you, Bernadette, they'll give you a letter of release and let you out of it. But thing is these cases have already settled and the firms that we work with, they're experts at doing this. So I would say just be patient, but that's your call.
Okay.
I think you'll be happy. I do. If you have any problem or issue or anything like that, please reach out to me and let me know.
Okay. So you said that I could reach out to you at 949-688-6436.
Correct. And I did okay, just send that to you via text as well. Oh, I put NEC. It's we're on Roundup. I know. I do that too. I do that too. You know what NEC is?
No, I don't.
I was a premature baby. I was born 2 months early.
Oh, you were in the NICU.
Yes, I was in the, yeah, see, you know. Okay. And so I help folks with that as well. Those are the two torts that I work on. So I just, I did send you the NEC. But it's the, that's
so
it.
You work on baby born in the NICU, and it's like something going on.
Yep. When baby, why, do you know somebody?
No, my grandbaby was a preemie, but she's 13.
Well, there is, the statute of limitations on it is 20 years old, but here's the deal. What happened is when babies were born premature, and I was one of these, I really was, Bernadette, the hospitals and the doctors aren't really who the claim is against. The claim is against the manufacturers of Similac and Enfamil, because they literally, in these premature babies, killed their intestines. Literally. I'm not making that up. As nasty as that sounds. And a lot of babies, you know, will pull through it. They get surgeries and things like that. But a lot of babies don't make it. And all we want them to do is tell moms, hey, listen, you got a choice. There's donor milk available. You don't have to use this formula. And so that's kind of that's really, I'm very, very passionate about that one, as well as the Roundup as well, because in my opinion, Roundup continued to sell that product for many, many years, even though they knew that it was causing damage to people.
So when I heard about the lawsuit, my memory be short. I'm thinking I already heard something about the Roundup, because my son's dad had a lawn service and my sister had a lawn service, you know, so Roundup was always around.
Right.
I just don't think it's clear, you know.
No, I agree. They just, you know what, the thing is they take the time to warn you. God, if you go to heat up something you buy at 7-Eleven, there's a big sign warning you about the microwave. You put gas in your car, there's a big car warning you about the fumes of the gas. I mean, you do anything and there's a warning label. Why aren't they warning, well, supposedly they are now about Roundup, but on the baby thing, why aren't they warning moms about the potential dangers of that product? You know, it's crazy.
All of my kids, were similar babies, and one maybe was Isomil, one of the meals. I can't even remember that because he's 30.
No, good for him.
But they all had, you know, I was a young mom, and they all had similar.
Well, let me ask that.
They all had acid reflux.
Oh, yeah. That's you know what I'm saying. That stuff is nasty. It really is.
Just vomiting.
But, you know, you said you had babies when you were young, and I got to tell you, the payoff is now, because they're older and you're still young. So that's a good thing. Good for you, Miss Cunningham. Good for you. Listen, and don't hesitate. If any of those boys come down with non-Hodgkin's that run that landscaping business, you tell them to give me a call.
Okay, I definitely will.
And anybody else, if they're in the landscaping business, you may never know, but they may know somebody who needs to talk to me.
Yes, and my cousin in Rhode Island, she had non-Hodgkin's, and she had her lymph nodes removed. And she did work in the cemetery, because we ran the cemetery
I'm pretty sure they use Roundup there, ma'am.
Yes. I need to give her a call.
Yeah, tell her to call me. You've got my number. Seriously, tell her to call me.
I'm
on California time, so if she, you know.
Okay.
So I'm three. So she could call, like, I'm here till 5, so that's 8 o'clock her time in Rhode Island.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not tonight, though, because there'll be trick-or-treaters tonight.
Yeah, I'll give her a call tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go. But listen, anything you need as far as this goes, don't hesitate to reach out to me. That's what I'm here for.
So, my grandbaby, her mom can still reach out to you. She's 13.
Yeah, 13. She can.
Okay.
Do you know if she got it? Did she get an NEC diagnosis?
Well, I don't.
Have her talk to me. You know what? You have to have the diagnosis to file the claim, but a lot of times moms don't even know when they have the diagnosis. So if you want to get her to call and talk to me, that's fine.
As a matter of fact, all four of her girls were preemies.
Okay, yeah. Chances are, you know the deal on that. Chances are, and it's a lot of times they'll say it's necrotizing enterocolitis, which is NEC, but neck babies. Everybody knows it as neck babies. And so a lot of times when I'll say, people, did you have a child that was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis? They don't know what I'm talking about, to be honest with you. So NEC, neck babies, that's what everybody knows. So when you talk to these, your daughter, you said it was?
My granddaughter's mom.
Your granddaughter. When you talk to them, fine, check it out. See, I mean, we don't want to make anything if there's nothing there. But if there is something there, they should take advantage of it.
I'll definitely give her a call.
Okay, young lady. Then
okay.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure talking to you. And if we talk again, great. But hang in there. Your case, you know, you're on the road now. So thank you for that. And again, don't hesitate to reach out to me, and don't hesitate to give my number out to anybody else that you feel on either one of those want to talk to me, the Roundup or the baby formula.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, ma'am. You have a blessed evening, and take care now, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.